turducken. A turducken? What the hell is a turducken? Isn't that some kind of mythical creature? You know, like a unicorn or maybe a jackalope? That jackrabbit thingy with the antlers? Or is it like going snipe hunting with Dick Cheney? Ah, but no, a turducken is for real. To create a turducken, you stuff a chicken inside a duck, and then you stuff them both inside a turkey. The sound you hear is the shuddering of vegetarians nationwide. Okay, so it's time to play Iron Chef and build a turducken. The first stop on my quest to build my turducken was my sister Tina's. She volunteered to make the three different stuffings for the three different birds. I brought the makings over to her house, and she hauled them into the house and got started. Next stop was Goodrich's ShopRite in East Lansing. That's one of those neat little grocery stores that really takes Christmas seriously. Unlike corporate food stores, the guys at the meat counter actually know something and talk to their customers. Dot gave me all the information I needed to make a turducken. How long do I cook it when it's done?
I would say 4.5 to 5 hours.
Okay. Mine was one of 400 special orders that he filled this last Christmas. He personally deboned all three birds, no mean task in and of itself. Back home, the dogs even loved sniffing the boxes. Tina came through with the stuffings. First up is the Cajun stuffing that goes into the chicken. This one's made of rice and shrimp with all those Cajun spices. Then there's the cornbread stuffing that goes in the duck. I ended up making the apple onion stuffing myself to stuff the turkey. I made a mistake and gave Tina a recipe, the one with apples and wild rice that also had eggs in it. Then Doc warned me that eggs are a no-no, too big a danger of salmonella. So on Christmas Eve, I made an apple onion celery dressing, the one with no eggs. With the help of my most inquisitive cat, I also unpackaged and prepared the three birds. Chicken, duck, turkey. I rinsed them in cold water and salted them to try to stop some of that blood taste. Yuck. The second biggest challenge in making a turducken is the assembly part. I'll tell you about the biggest challenge later. First, you lay out the deboned turkey and you cover it with a layer of the apple onion dressing. Then you put that deboned duck on top and smush on a layer of the cornbread stuffing. Now it's time for the chicken layer, and on top of that goes the Cajun stuffing. The really hard part is sewing that sucker together so it even vaguely looks like a turkey. Husband Drew helped wrestle the turducken into shape while I stuck in the skewers and sutured him up with what looks like baling twine. I kept expecting an angry mob of PETA protesters to show up, but my crazed friend Ray tells me that PETA actually stands for People Eating Tasty Animals.